Baseball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to the Birdcage at Chi High as it's the 10-4 River Falls Wildcats atop the BRC at 6-1 against your 3-12 Chi High Cards and 2-6 in conference. They're going in opposite directions at the moment. River Falls with a 6-game winning streak, Chi High with a 5-game losing streak, but on any given night in the BRC, Dave Check, you just never know.
Well, that's right. We talked about it last week. Cardinals made that first step getting off the Schneid with the first victory in a long time in the conference. Then they followed that up with another win, and we talked about taking that next step, whether it's against Menominee or any other team in the conference. You've got to be able to play with anyone, and the only way they can prove that is to take that next step and knock off a team like River Falls.
So let's size up who their games were against for River Falls. They have not won a loss since getting blown out by DC Everest 93-68, and that was way back on January 2nd. Since then, all their games this year have been wins over La Crosse Logan by 41, over Hudson by 15, by 8 over Menominee. They downed Eau Claire North by 19, a big win over Rice Lake by 31, and by 11 points over, I'm misreading the score, make it 21 points over Menominee, 67-46, to arrive at that 6-game winning streak and 6-1 atop the BRC. Meanwhile, the Cards have lost 5 in a row, haven't won since beating Rice Lake 60-51 earlier in January, but losses to DC Everest by 20, New Richmond, Menominee, Eau Claire Memorial, and Stevens Point. But you'll hear Coach Prue talk a little bit later in the pregame about that game. He felt like he liked his team's effort losing to a tough Stevens Point team the other night. So.
Yeah, you know, a lot of good things about the Cardinals that you can look at and be positives and work on as we head towards the second half of the year. But, you know, another thing telling a little bit before those streaks that you talked about is Chi High did play River Falls earlier at River Falls, lost 80-56. So, you know, that's a pretty solid River Falls team. See if the Cardinals can take advantage of the home court advantage.
And we'll talk with Coach Brew about that as well. They fell behind 18-0 in that game. And so, really, that was a difficult hole to dig out of for the Cards. We'll take a 2-minute timeout when we come back. The first of two coaches' conversations. Zach Turpin of the BRC's leading team, River Falls, and later Jason Prue of the Cards. This is Cardinal Boys Basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports on this Thursday night. The number one team in the Big Rivers Conference, River Falls in town tonight. Coach, terrific season so far.
Yeah, it's been we've been playing well lately. A lot of season to go yet. Not even quite midway through, but yeah, I'm happy with the way we're playing right now.
In terms of recently, just the last ball game or two, what are you seeing that you're liking? How your team is trending?
I like our attention to details, I think, the most right now. I think we've been playing better on defensively, executing the game plan there. And then I think we've just been playing hard and playing together as a team. The ball movement's been really good on offense. So I think that's definitely shown up in the last couple weeks in our games.
Mm-hmm. In terms of you guys met back December 12th, crazy how the schedule works. Chihai actually met Memorial much after you and then played them a second time, but now playing you guys tonight. And obviously it helped a lot. You got out to an 18-0 lead that night and pretty much never looked back. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, every game's a little bit different though, right? Just watching Chip on film, like they're playing a lot better right now too. And everybody this time of year, the separation between teams in our conference isn't really high, so you have to play well every given night.
Yeah, very solid conference from top to bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, like I said, there's nobody that doesn't scare you a little bit when you go and play them.
You got three double-digit scorers, but Gretz leads the way more than 21 a game.
Yeah, he's done a really good job leading our team from the point guard position, not only, you know, getting his points, but getting everybody else involved in the offense. So really happy with the way he's played.
That's what struck me, Coach, just wrapping up when I saw you guys 6-7 weeks ago. Just really, it's a team. I mean, he leads the way, got three double-digit scores, but it really feels like a team.
I appreciate that. That's the way we want to play as much as possible. I think the guys have really been unselfish this year, and it's showed in games. So hopefully we can continue that.
Coach, all right, thanks so much for talking to us. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Head coach Zach Turpin of the River Falls Wildcats. We'll hear from Coach Jason Frew of the Cards when we come back on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
On the outside, Dylan back 4 seconds.
Got a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countered. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh. Shoots. Oh, oh, backhand. Woo! We score!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports on this Thursday night. River Falls in town. Jason Prue, head coach of the Chi-High boys, and a tough opponent, top of the conference. But first of all, how's your squad sitting?
Yeah, we're playing a tough team. We were in point the other night, and I thought we played really well at times. We were in striking distance late in the game, and we called timeout and talked about the trapping and fouling, and they had a guy hit some free throws, and that one was kind of over. But I was proud of the way that we competed against a really good Stevens Point team. And if we come out and we play offense the way that we did at times in the second half against Stevens Point, they're pretty similar teams in the way they play. So I'm excited to see what it looks like.
The tough test, going back to the River Falls game, it seems like a year ago, it was December 12th, but, I mean, you guys fell behind big early, and it was tough to overcome that.
Yeah, I think it was like 20-3 to start the game, and after that, I thought we played them pretty evenly. We did some good things after we kind of settled in, and so I'm hoping tonight we get off to a faster start, we don't put ourselves in a hole, and play even with these guys.
One of the things that strikes me, I mean, Gretz leads the way more than 21 a game. Obviously, attracts attention. Two other double-digit scorers, but it's tough to beat River Falls. There's a reason they're number one. I mean, they really play well together as a team.
They do. I mean, defensively, they pressure the ball real hard. They'll come and trap. They fly around on defense, so they make it hard to get into our stuff. Offensively, they run some really good motion stuff where they have some back screens to down screens, back screens to flares, a lot of slips, a lot of cutters, a lot of drivers. Gretz is really good at knifing his way into the lane and finding the big man underneath, and he has a bunch of shooters around him. So, yeah, they're tough to defend, and they're tough to score against. So it's good. We have our work cut out for us.
Be a big test, but you guys got sharpened the other night against Stevens Point. So we wish you the best tonight, Coach, and hope to talk to you afterward.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Jason Prue, he and the squad getting ready to take on River Falls here at the Birdcage. And we've got more of the pregame show. We'll continue with the Toyson Ford keys to the game when we come back in 90 seconds. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi-High Boys Hoops.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
24/7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Time for our Tyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave, check, how about it?
So Chihai is going to have to not let the speed of the game get out of control for them and to limit second chance points, and whether that's giving up a quick turnover or giving up an offensive rebound. You can't have that. Can't give River Falls more than one shot per time down the floor.
There you go. The Tyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. As we get set for this one between 3-12 Chihai, 2-6 in the BRC against 10-4 River Falls, 6-1 in the conference ahead of 5-1 Hudson and 4-2 New Richmond. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank.
I think you mentioned there's a bunch of players for River Falls that can really score three in the double digits. Brady Kratz averaging 21.4, but they also have Austin Steckert. He's a leading rebounder for River Falls, but he also scores 13.7 a game.
I think it's Stelrecht.
Stelrecht.
Yeah.
Stelrecht. And I can't read my own writing anyway. Bodifson, I think, is 12.1.
Yeah.
I'll let you say their names as we go through, and I'll try to at least get Chai Highs right. So.
But I have had a couple of chances to go over with the coach, but Bodifson, yeah, and there will be a big test for the Cards here tonight, but hey, they got the home court, and why not? Sharpened up by that game at Stevens Point the other day. We'll take our final timeout, come back, starting lineups and basketball. It's coming next on WOGO Sports.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
All right, it's Chihai. Let's head down and listen to Dave Hansen with our starting lineup. First, River Falls.
6'5", senior, number 4, Austin Stelrecht. 6'2", senior, number 5, Tanner Butler-Spottleson. 6'1", junior, number 13, Gavin Carafow. And 6'4", senior, number 25, Cal Dumont. Varsity coaches for River Falls are Zach Turpin, Lori Johnson, Zach Johnson, Liam Norby, and Mark Freeze. Now for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. 6'3", junior guard, number 2, Owen Munson. 6'1", senior guard, number 3, Grant Von Hayden.
Dave Hansen, and the Cardinal JV won earlier 60-55 after leading 29-20 at halftime. Got a bit of a scare, but got the W for head coach Aaron Kanez.
Yeah, exciting game. Came down to about a one-point game, and then not sure who it was on the JV. Should have got the number, but big three-point play to put them up by four with about 13 seconds.
All right, and let's just describe Chahai in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some red and black trim. And I think we see this differently. I will acknowledge I struggle with color blindness. River Falls uniforms look black to me with white numerals, lettering, and trim. You think a dark blue.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you black. It's definitely hard to tell.
The JV was dressed in the navy blue, though. All right, so River Falls with the ball early for Chahai. Again, I don't know how much it's in your head, having fallen behind 18-0 against him about 7 weeks ago back on the 12th of December. Would that still be in the player's mind?
Well, you definitely don't want to let him get off a big lead like that.
Missed shot early and by Gretz, and the car's out of there with it. So a chance to get the early lead in this one here on WOGO. Driving right baseline. Oh, no foul called. Followed up and in, and there's the first basket for the Cards. And then coming from Kalinske. So Chahai, there you go. No 18-0. They're actually up in this contest. And now River Falls are working it at their end of the floor. Taking it all the way in, and for the easy two goes their leader, Brody Gretz, tying the game at two for our first tie this evening.
Yeah, too easy for him there. Got to cut off the baseline.
And the Cardinals now with the ball on the attack, left to right. Working around on the right side of their leading scorer, Munson, at 17.2 a game. Kalinske trying to go for his second hoop. Working down low, puts it up and draws the foul with 16:29 left first half.
Kalinske working hard so far, already with two rebounds, one offensive, one defensive.
First foul on either team. It goes on 25, Cal Dumont, first personal, first team.
Leading rebounder is Gebauer for the Cardinals at 6.4, but not far behind is Dylan Beck at 6.3.
Connor Kalinske, 73% at the free throw line on the season. First one is good. The Cards as a team, 61.8 overall, 66.4 in the conference. You'll find that for both squads better in conference play. River Falls, 61.5, but 69.9 in conference. Second one from Kalinske is good, so 4-2. So a much better start for the Cards here than at River Falls. And Gretz into the forecourt for the Wildcats. And gets it onto the outside to his teammate Dumont, and there's the travel and the River Falls turnover.
Now if they just play exactly the same as they did the rest of that other game, they should be okay.
There you go.
Instead of starting down 18, start up 2.
There you go. They were like, they was pretty even, obviously, the rest of the way. And so the Cards with it. Munson in the backcourt now across the timeline. Just a junior, Owen, the lone double-digit scorer for this Jason Prue squad. Outside shot from Munson, airballs that one, and it's going to go out of bounds to River Falls with 16:06 left first half. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Three-pointer for River Falls, and there it is. Dumont delivers to give them the 5-4 lead, our first lead change. Chahai into the forecourt. Von Hayden now. Grant on the dribble. Gets it right wing to Dylan Beck. Kale averaging 6.4 a game. And the Cards turn it over.
It's probably going to be Kalinske underneath.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moving pick.
So Connor, first personal, first team. And there's that turnover on the offensive foul. 15:38 to go first half.
As the ref is describing it, I think he sort of reached around his back and held him.
All right, Wildcats with a one-point lead, driving Gretz, and the Cards steal it away, and a good job, and the second River Falls turnover. Von Hayden. Head of the wheel for the Cards, works it right side to Munson. Dylan Beck in the right wing, and stolen away from him by Gretz, avenging the takeaway they had on him, and he lays it up and in for a 7-4 River Falls advantage. So each team with two turnovers early as we approach 15 minutes, 3 minutes in. You can tell Gretz that time had his mind on revenge there. And then backdoor, Dylan Beck's going to lay it up. Oh, no, missed the shot. Rebound for the Cardinals. Gebauer Left baseline, Van Hayden out to Munson for three. Got it for the Cardinals. Cards tying the game at seven, our second tie. And a whistle stopping the clock with 14:36 left in the half.
That's twice that Dylan Beck's been able to get to. It looks like the tie-up will go to the Cardinals. Twice that the, I think it was...
Was it?
Dylan Beck
had
a nice lane to the basket, couldn't quite finish.
Well, you're saying for River Falls, Gretz, I think, right?
But on the other side, Gretz made the shot.
Right.
A couple of shots that Dylan Beck had down low and missed.
Yeah, right. But down here, the Cards getting forcing the turnover. Von Hayden driving off glass too hard. Knocked by Kalinske, but River Falls gets it. Into the forecourt. Three-point attempt off the mark. No good for Carafel. And rebounded down River Falls. There's that second chance. One of the keys to the game as Gretz gets another two. 9-7 River Falls. 13:50 left first half.
Gretz thought he was fouled there as well. Definitely got a good control of his body there. Nice shot.
Yep. He's only 6'2". But a big-time scorer. And ball knocked away from behind by Carafel. But a reach-in foul going to be called on the 6'1 junior for River Falls. His first, second as a team.
You know, this is a team that the Cardinals do match up relatively well. Cardinals don't have a ton of height, really never have, but River Falls isn't really dominating out there height-wise either.
So a couple of subs coming in. Dylan Beck and Kalinske taking a seat. And for the Cards, Brady Paul and Jacoby Jenkins coming in. Brady, a 5'11 junior, number 4, and Jacoby, a 6'2 junior, number 12. Into the backcourt, Gretz going to lay it up and in. His teammate does, getting it off that time to Cullen Johnson in off the bench. And just like that, River Falls on top, 11-7.
Turnovers now knotted at three.
Munson taking it right baseline and stepping out of bounds for the fourth Cardinal turnover. 13:18 left first half. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete or the fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Missed shot by River Falls. Cards get it. Biggest lead for River Falls right now at four. Von Hayden driving into the lane. Kick into the left corner and stolen away. Far side pass for the Wildcats, getting it off to Bottleson. He's their third leading scorer at 12.1 a game. But Gretz is their main guy they continue to look to. Maybe only 6'2", but not afraid to drive. And there's the missed shot on the drive by Chase Radloff, the 6'6 junior off the bench. And the Card's going to get it on the foul on the Wildcats.
Good position for Gebauer there. He's not going to get the rebound, but he should have. And he was fouled.
Yeah, Stelrecht gets his first personal, third team. Cards with just one foul, 12:34 left here, first half. Trailing it by four. Kind of been stuck on seven for a little while here. I like Jacoby Jenkins off the bench. He could score a bit. It'd be nice to see him get a shot.
And Stelrecht has taken a seat now, too, so River Falls just got a little bit shorter underneath.
Jacoby averaging 3.8 a game. On the far side, Munson. On the right wing, I should say on the near side. He drives, and the pass intended for Brady Paul knocked away.
Tale of this game so far has definitely been the turnovers.
Yeah.
It's 5-3, but the Cardinals just giving up too many opportunities.
Well, and again, all those times you're not getting a shot off, right? I mean, so many of those.
Yeah, that's why you said they've been stuck on seven for quite some time.
All right, Munson now at averaging more than 17 a game. They certainly can ride his offense quite a bit, but need others to step up as well. Jenkins coming around. Three seniors on this year's squad for the Cards after the one last year. And there's the three-pointer, Ryan Munson.
Yeah, that's a tough shot. He was leaning, had a guy in his face. Great shot. That's his second three of the night.
And a missed shot for the Wildcats, but there's that offensive rebound again. Down low, a little push shot up, no good for the Wildcats. Bottleson, and the Cards out of there with it.
That time it didn't cost them.
Yeah. And now the Cards are within one at 11-10 with the basketball and a chance to grab the lead. Jenkins rifles a pass in the right corner to Brady Paul. Brady working it to the outside, back to Jacoby. Approaching that middle part of this first half. Just over 11 minutes left. Jenkins left baseline, misses the shot, fighting for it. Kalinske can't get it. River Falls in the fast break, bust out. Where's the defense? Missed shot. Rebound down for Munson. Wow, the Cards got burned on a 2-0 fast break, but the missed shot there for the Wildcats. What a break for Chippewa. And then Jenkins getting the loose ball. Cards will keep it here. Chance to grab the lead, down one. Kalinske, free throw line extended, driving, right corner. Jenkins partially blocked. We're going to get a foul. Yes, we are, I think, on Bottleson. That'll be his second, and it should be three free throws for Jacoby.
We're going to get, hopefully, three of his 3.8 per game right here.
And from the free throw line, he's a 100%. He's 4-for-4 on the season. I noted that in observing the stats. I'm like, well, we got to get him to the line more. And we got three opportunities here. First personal on Bottleson and the fourth team foul, and he misses the first one. So we talk about announcer jinxes. I don't know. You got to report that he's 100% free throw shooter, don't you?
Yeah, I was impressed by your negative jinx last time by giving the guy credit for being a 5% shooter.
Yeah, I think it was. Next one is good. So tying the game at 11, our third tie already.
If he makes this one, he's still 6-for-7 on the season.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Just a junior. More playing time in his future. Hoping to get more playing time for Kobe Twyman. And out with an injury for quite a while. Misses that one. All right. So we're going to put the jinx on you on that one. Too much optimism, I guess. All right. So an 11-11 game. River Falls looking to break the tie. Missing the shot that time is Matthew Tiffany, the 6'3 senior in off the bench. And now it's Drew Thornton, the Cards' best three-point shooter, averaging 3.4 a game, but 45% from threes. Jenkins driving into traffic, deflected pass. Cards working around.
Pass.
Paul for three off the front iron. No, misses. Good rebound by Connor Kalinske. Kalinske to a cutting Paul off the glass in the rim. No good. Another rebound for the Cardinals. Kalinske gets it from Jenkins. They work it. Kalinske on the right baseline. Spin move. Whistle and a foul. And Connor Kalinske, he's just he's tough down low.
Two offensive rebounds that time for Kalinske. He's got five total to lead the Cardinals right now. Looks like that was Paul with a three-point shot and a two-point shot in that series.
Cullen Johnson, first personal and the fifth team foul. And Carr's trying a shot weak, partially blocked. River Falls out with it.
Thornton tried a two. I think that's the first time I've seen him shoot a two all year.
Doesn't happen a lot. Three-point shooting specialist. He's got great touch. And they work it down low, and a good job by River Falls getting it to Matthew Tiffany for two to grab the lead back at 13-11. Into the forecourt, Brady Paul. Brady picks up his dribble on top, rifles it to Kalinske. And then Jenkins can't handle it, and they lose it. First turnover in a while, sixth in the game, 9:20 to go first half.
6-3, though, doubling up River Falls. Definitely a big part of that two-point difference that you have right now.
Credit River Falls. They haven't had a turnover for quite a while now. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, so here is Gretz now. Their leader off on the right side to Dumont. On top to Stelrecht. Again, Gretz at 21.4 a game. Stelrecht at 13.7 and Bottleson at 12.1. The three top scorers for the number one team in the conference. Missed shot on the drive, fouled up and in. Loose change by Stelrecht, the 6'5 senior. Makes it 15-11.
Actually, his first points of the night with that offensive rebound.
There's the shot. Munson, left side of the lane. No good. High bounce, and then a rebound comes down to Stelrecht, and so River Falls with it, trying to build in a four-point lead. Into the second quarter here in this first half. Deep left corner. Dumont for three. He nets it, and that's their biggest lead of the game. We're going to get a timeout on the River Falls side. Half a minute. Back in 30. Cars down 7 on WDOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission. building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, we were tied at 11, but River Falls on a 7-0 run leads it 18-11. Cards coming out of the timeout. What's got to change here, Dave Check?
Well, Cardinals, you know, a couple things they did wrong there. Obviously, the turnovers and give up a couple offensive rebounds, exactly what they can't do. But also, I think they need to choose better shots, a couple of bad shots in that stretch there, a couple of forced shots. Take your time, control the pace.
Cardinals with it. Monson driving, cutting through traffic. Contact misses the shot. Out of there with the rebound for Cards is Gebauer. On the outside, Von Hayden. Back to Munson. Approaching the eight-minute mark in this first half. Munson for three. Got it for the Cards.
That's three of them for Munson to lead the Cardinals right now with 9 points.
18-14 game, so back within. And there's the shot, back within four. And Von Hayden into the forecourt for the Cards. Gets it off to Munson. Actually, into the right corner to Dylan Beck. I should say Gebauer. Cardinals running the offense here. There's Dylan Beck. Kale.
I don't envy your job. We got a lot of similar haircuts.
Yeah, I know. They're driving it in for two, and a good, strong move by Kale. Dylan Beck for the Cards.
That's Dylan Beck's first points for the night.
So the timeout, very successful on a 5-0 run since then now, and Cardinals playing tough defense to our left. The drive by Gretz misses the shot, but his teammate there to put it up and in. Austin Stelrak, their second leading scorer. What a combo they make at close to really over 35 a game.
Most of Stelrak's points, I take it, probably come just like that.
Like that
because, again,
yeah,
he is the leading rebounder with 7.2
right.
a game.
And Gretz, again, can do it inside and out as Munson going to miss from the right corner. And the loose change picked up by Dumond and a whistle and a foul on the Cards. Only their second of this first half. And it comes on 21, Gebauer, Conrad, the 6'5 senior, first personal.
And not a ton of whistles for either team.
No.
For Falls with five.
Now, it's been a fast-moving first half, 20-16. River Falls by four. They led by as many as seven. Wildcats on the outside, Dumont. Cardinal man-to-man. Von Hayden charged with sticking with Gretz. Shot from the right, no good. Missed by Dumont. Cardinal rebound, Dylan Beck. Here come the Cardinals. Munson on the far side to Von Hayden. Has he scored yet? I don't think he has, right? Grant drives into the paint. Blocked shot. Tried to put it up there, but sticking it was Stelrak. To the other end, the Wildcats going to lay it up, and a foul. Hoop in the harm. Dumond gets the basket, and he's fouled with 6:08 left first half. Try to make it a 7-point River Falls lead.
Von Hayden has not scored yet, but he is taking the defensive brunt, trying to be the one to man-to-man right. Brady Gretz.
Conrad Gebauer, second personal, third team foul on the Cards.
Dumond with a chance to go to 9 points right now, which would tie Munson for the leading scorers on the floor.
Came in averaging 5.2, 67% from the free throw line as Drew Thornton will check back for the Cards. And waiting for Dumond's free throw. Up and got it. So back to that 7-point lead now, 23-16. Cards had a 5-0 run to cut it from 18-11 to 18-16, but now River Falls on a 5-0 run of their own. Thornton in the deep left corner. Going to get swarmed defensively on top to Van Hayden. Work it down to low. Connor Kalinske misses it. There it is for two.
Nice pass by Von Hayden to find Kalinske down there.
23-18. Cards back within five. Whistle and another chi-high foul with 5:46 left here. First half.
Kalinske with nothing but makes so far. Having a good night. Five rebounds, two for two. And
yeah.
Six rebounds now.
Out of there with it. Connor leading the break to Munson. Munson Looks on top. Thornton for the three. Off the rim, no good. Knocked by River Falls. Thornton trying to fight for it, but the Wildcats out of there with it. Racing down the floor, trying to get it off to Gretz and knocked out of bounds, and the Cards will get it back. So River Falls turning it over there.
Been a while since they've turned it over.
Is that
probably
really
been about
just
10
their
minutes.
Fourth?
It is. They
wow.
had three after about 3 or 4 minutes.
That speaks to how well they played, and yeah, that's good taking care of the basketball for sure. And so Von Hayden now with the Cards back within five. Looking at 5:15 left here in the first half from the Birdcage at Chippewa Falls. Cards lost big at their place back on December 12th after falling behind 18-0. Thornton drives, shot Munson in the corner, off the rim, no good. Rebound out of there with it, Wildcats, Stelrecht. In the backcourt to Gretz. Gretz to Dumont, all the way through, and he puts it in, and that was like a dance move, wow. I mean, that was a work of art, the way he just maneuvered for two.
Pretty play to get him to 10 points.
25-18.
11 points, sorry.
Yeah, big night for Dumont. I say, more than doubled his average. You have that, right? Just certain nights, guys just find the zone, if you will. Connor Kalinske working down low. Tough shot, Dup misses it. And cleaning it out is Carafeld for River Falls, trying to build on their seven-point lead now. Final 4:20 of this first half. Pull up Jay, got it. And right there, draining it is Tanner Bottleson, their third leading scorer. And that's where that 1-2-3, Dave, is pretty heavy from those guys.
Yeah, and that's actually his first points of the night, too. You know, I haven't seen River Falls force any shots. The Cardinals have had a lot of shots that, you know, probably they would like to have back.
Yeah, well,
working around
Kalinske
a little
now
more.
Going right baseline, puts it up. Seemed a little out of sync with the, he had a good move, but then missing the shot. And the Cards now trying to keep from going down double digits. Missed three-pointer on the far side. Bottleson, but the rebound up and in for Stelrecht, and two more for the big guy.
That's the third offensive rebound and putback. The double whammy.
All right, so 11, the biggest lead of the game for River Falls. And timeout, Jason Prue. We'll take a break as well. Back in 60, 3:33 left first half. Cards down 11 to River Falls on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, Mary Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. All right, Cards down 11. Coming off the Jason Prue timeout now. Jacoby Jenkins with the ball on top, joined by Drew Thornton and Owen Munson. Also Connor Kalinske and Brady Paul for the Cards. Jenkins, bounce pass, skips it through the defense. Thornton now did put up 1-3. Like to give him another chance. It was a deep three. Munson has drained three trifectas already. Whistle and a foul on the Wildcats with 3:07 left here, first half.
Chase Randall, his first. Team foul number six.
And it goes on 21, and that is Chase Radloff, the 6'6 junior. So for Radloff, first personal, sixth team foul. Chahai has four.
Now this River Falls team just plays well as a team. They don't force right. any shots. They trust their teammates are going to get in a good position.
That's what I had seen the first time with them as well. And again, down low, there looks like it's foul number two on Radloff, bodying up against Kalinske. So
that is the bonus.
They come in bunches, and Connor back to the line. And I think one of the things, you're right, they play well as a team. And, again, Connor, we told you earlier, came into the game a 73% free throw shooter. But also, I mean, when you have one, two, the big three, if you will, that you can just rely on offensively, and you commented how Stelrak's there to get the loose change from Gretz. I mean, and then they've got other guys like Dumont. I mean, that's a lot of offensive firepower to try to compete with.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to have faith. You got to have faith that your teammates, you know, they're not going to be trying to steal shots from you. They're going to be passing the ball around. And again, it's just if you have players that are not greedy, not selfish, they're going to play a lot better.
Kalinske's second one is up and got it.
Yeah, Kalinske 4-for-4 on the night from the free throw line. He's got 8.
He had a real good, I think he had 11 points last time we did a game as well. So he's stepping up his scoring. There's the missed three-pointer from Gretz, but there's another second-chance opportunity. No good, and Kalinske out of there with it. He'll run the break down the left side and then find a guard, and they work it around on the outside. Connor left baseline, knocks down a defender, and he may get called for the charge, and he does. Connor's built for football, it seems, and he used a bit of a football move that time.
You know, that's a tough one. It looked like he kind of slid underneath him. That could have went either way, but...
I didn't know if we'd have to see a replay. It looked like if he at all used his arm there, and he goes to the bench with 2 fouls with 2:35 left here in the first half. Just a fifth team foul, but it's the second on.
So coach
Connor
says if you're going to call a foul on our player for a football move, then we're going to bring in Thompson.
Yeah.
Twice as big as Kalinske.
Yeah, right. Luke Thompson, the 6'4 junior. And the drive off glass high, missing it, and the Cards out of there with it.
Thompson comes in averaging 1 rebound every 5 seconds.
Yeah. And so Von Hayden to Munson. Cards back within 9, head bend down 11. Nice to get it to single digits. Let's keep it there heading into intermission. How about? Von Hayden, they try to knock it away from behind. Grant in the right baseline. Munson will drive right baseline. Faking, double pumps, misses off the back iron. No, high rebound. Brady Paul recovers it. Paul has his pass stolen away. Cardinal turnover. River Falls into the forecourt. Gretz, far side to Carafel. And possession arrow call on River Falls will keep it with 99 seconds left first half here on WOGO. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
You know what I haven't seen yet on the new big board here? I haven't seen all the players with their scores up, and I know that they can do that, so I don't know why I haven't seen that.
I don't know. And there's one down low for Gretz again. And again, very effective score, 6'2 senior, 31-20, back to their biggest lead at 11.
He's got 8, so he's not at his average quite yet.
He takes the whole game, trust me. He can be just lethal in the second half. But right now, River Falls with a 11-point lead. Final minute 15 of the half. Munson whips a pass over on the right side to Brady Paul. Trying to go on the baseline, Thompson. One dribble, deflected pass. Munson recovers it. Owen, the Cardinal junior leading scorer at over 17 a game. Final 50 seconds of the first half now. Dylan Beck in the deep right corner. Bounce feed to Thompson, and he'll get called for a charge. So two charges for the Cards here in recent times. First foul on the 6'4 junior, Luke Thompson.
And I think I might have missed the last one as a turnover. I've got 8 turnovers.
Yeah.
You got 8 or 9?
8. But you're right. I didn't write the last one as a turnover either, so I guess it would be 9.
I think it is.
Yeah. And River Falls with just 4, and they had 3 early, and then just 1 in a long stretch of basketball. They're a well-oiled machine. They, again, we... talking in the pregame, mentioning to both coaches' interviews how well they play as a team, and that's what the Cards up against. Down 11 now, final 30 seconds in the delay, willing to hold it for 1.
You know, the Cardinals tried to hold it for 1 with 50 seconds. They just with River Falls swarming, just I didn't see that happening.
I've observed before, I just don't see as much of this right here as we used to. We used to see a lot more of the delay. And, all the way to the basket, Gretz gets fouled with 6.9 to go. But both at halftime and at the end of the game, it just seems this is something of days gone by when you see it brought out. So,
yeah, Von Hayden says no blanks there. He wasn't going to let him get the and one with that shot. So Gretz is going to have to earn it.
And he's a 76% free throw shooter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to assume he's a pretty good shooter.
Because when you're a guy like that and your team is winning, right, you're going to be going to the line a lot down the stretch in different games.
Well, like you said, in the second half, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, he's probably going to get to shoot 10 free throws at the end of almost every game.
And as we told you earlier, I mean, they had not only beat Hudson, they beat Hudson comfortably. No, they lost to him. No, we'll get that for you later.
And there's Thornton from the corner.
And misses at the end of the first half after Gretz had hit the free throws. I'll just tell you, as long as I was talking about it, yeah, Chi High had lost to Hudson earlier in the season. But for River Falls, they actually had beat Hudson 79-64 when they played them earlier on January 9th. We'll take a three-minute timeout, come back at the halftime in 3 minutes. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High Boys Hoops.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
On the outside, Dylan back 4 seconds.
Not a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countering. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh.
Shoots.
Oh.
Oh, backhand. Woo! We score!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Halftime, Chippewa Falls trailing River Falls and boys hoops 33-20. Mark Halverson and Dave Check. Sam Averly, our video producer tonight, and back at our WOGO studios, we've got our radio producer is Zach Wycheck, and training in is Connolly Engelmeyer. So welcome, Connolly. Hope the training's going good. You're sticking with one of the best there, and Zach for sure. So Thanks to everybody making the broadcast possible. Certainly our advertisers make it. Without them, it wouldn't be here. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Well, Dave, check down 33-20. The Cards in the biggest deficit they've had the entire half. A half that had three ties at 2-7-11. One lead change where I guess River Falls did grab the lead at 5-4, and they never trailed after that.
Yeah, you know, River Falls just plays a solid workmanlike game. It kind of a surprise to see the Cardinals down 13 because you see the way that they played and thought it would be a lot closer than it was. But, you know, they play solid. They don't turn the ball over. They get offensive rebounds. They make their shots. And in the long run, just wear you down. But, you know, one of the things that's sort of been a surprise, everything else has sort of played out the way we probably thought it would. But Dumont leading actually all the scores for River Falls with 11 points.
Yeah, right.
He's not one of their top three.
No.
Of course, Gretz, we expected. He's got 10 on his way to, you know, his 21
right.
points average. But,
yeah.
Dumont, you know, came out, hit two big three-pointers, had a couple of twos for them, made his free throw. So for the Cardinals, we got a couple of leading scorers were Munson and Kalinske. Munson, 3-for-9 shooting, had 9 points, all on three-point shots. Wound up with three rebounds. Kalinske, 2-for-4, wound up with 8 points due to the four free throws. And he won, so he has 8 points, 7 rebounds to lead the Cardinals. Dylan Beck had two of the points, and Jenkins with the last point for 1 point. Cardinals, not a good shooting night for them so far, as you can probably expect with 20 points on the board. 3-for-9 from the three-point line, 3-for-15 from twos, and 5-for-7 from the free throw line. The stats that we were looking at, offensive rebounds, Cardinals did grab a bunch. We got 6 of them, but we also gave up 6 of them. And the turnovers killed us. We have 9 turnovers, including 2 charges. And they only had 4 turnovers, including 1 turnover in probably the last 15 minutes.
Just looking at the tail of the tape, if you will, at 18-11, the Cards down. They had a 5-point surge to make it 18-16. River Falls goes up 23-16. Chahai able to whittle away a little bit, but from the time it was 23-18, the rest of the half, River Falls outscores Chahai 10-2. They lead it 33-20 at the half. We have some highlights. Let's give them a listen. And by Gretz, and the Cards out of there with it. So a chance to get the early lead in this one here on WOGO. Driving right baseline. Oh, no foul called. Followed up and in. And there's the first basket for the Cards. And that coming from Kalinske. So Chahai, there you go.
Kalinske working hard so far, already with 2 rebounds, 1 offensive, 1 defensive.
First foul on either team. It goes on 25, Cal Dumont, first personal, first team. Others to step up as well. Jenkins coming around. 3 seniors on this year's squad for the Cards after the 1 last year. And there's the 3-pointer, Ryan Munson.
Yeah, that's a tough shot. He was leaning, had a guy in his face. Great shot. That's his 2nd 3 of the night. Time, control the pace.
Cardinals with it. Munson driving, cutting through traffic. Contact, misses the shot. Out of there with the rebound for Cards is Gebauer. On the outside, Von Hayden. Back to Munson. Approaching the 8-minute mark in this first half. Munson for 3. Got it for the Cards. Those are your first half highlights with Chahai trailing 33-20. The JV won earlier 60-55. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Come back with the second half in 2 minutes. Cards down 13. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chahai Boys Basketball.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
All right, getting ready for the second half of basketball on WOGO. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum and Associates LLC Professional Land Survey and get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum, 715-720-4000. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Late third quarter, the Bucks were down like 16 at Washington. Nothing going right for them these days, I'll tell you. And we get ready for half number two.
Quick foul underneath. Didn't see who that was on. Cardinals start with the ball and draw a quick foul. Number five, it looks like. It's Botticino, so I think is their third leading scorer. He hasn't done much tonight.
So Chahai down 13, Kalinske. They get it on top to Grant Von Hayden. I think, was he scoreless in the first half?
I believe he was, yes.
Ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. It'll stay with the Cardinals. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Later on, we'll have the post-class post-game show, including the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap and the 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game. Von Hayden on top. Left corner to Dillenbeck. Working around, good. They get it to Kalinske down low, and a missed shot, fighting for it, out of bounds to the Cards.
Good pass down there to Kalinske, but the Cardinals haven't been able to finish that all night long. Had about five or six of those slightly contested layups that could have been made.
The importance of finishing on the basketball court and in sales. I don't know about your profession of the law. What's the finishing concept of the legal world?
Well, I guess you either win or you lose.
Oh, Munson got fouled, it looked like, but nothing called. I saw contact from here.
Yeah, Munson's going to get a missed three-pointer out of that.
Yeah.
It was blocked and
okay.
Fouled a little.
Yeah. Anyhow, River Falls fortunate on that one as Jenkins is going to get called on by Coach Prue, as Connor Kalinske just got his third foul at the other end.
Very quiet crowd right now.
Yeah. Okay, a 13-point deficit. River Falls with the basketball into the forecourt comes Bottleson, their third leading scorer, and Gretz is the guy who leads the way, trying to go down low. Stelrec misses the shot. Karts had the rebound for a second. Munson couldn't hold on to it. Now they're working around. Kurafel works it on the outside. Good pass. Finds his teammate. Dumont misses. High rebound. And I'm going to say it went out of bounds on the support. And so the Cards will get it.
Offensive rebound didn't make Cardinals pay there.
Yeah. 16:35 left in the regulation. Cards looking to get this thing down to single digits and go from there. A whistle and a River Falls foul on the far side.
And now we have the scores up on our big scoreboard there. Okay. You can see the players and their scores.
And that is the foul on Gretz, just his first of the night. And for River Falls, their second here in the second half. They could use a little. I know Von Hayden's capable of some offense, averaging just over 9 a game. And there's the bounce pass to him down low, stolen away. Cardinal turnover to the other end. There's Gretz, misses off the back iron. No, Jenkins climbs the imaginary ladder for the rebound. Cards down with it.
That would have just been a dagger there from Gretz. Bomb from about 3 or 4 beyond the three-point line.
Yeah.
He gets hot from there, it's done.
And all of a sudden, you're down 16, right? Yeah. On the far side, Gebauer. Right baseline, taking it all the way down low. But he kind of pinned himself. He didn't, not in a favorable position. And Jenkins going to miss the outside shot. And out of there with it, Gretz comes streaking down the floor. Into the paint, across the way. Carafel misses the shot. Cardinals had their hands on a rebound. And off of Gebauer, out of bounds, but they're saying the player Dumont had touched out of bounds, so Cardinal basketball. 15:36 left in regulation. Nobody scored in the second half.
Cardinals still stuck on 20. I mean, the good news is River Falls is still stuck on 33, but Cardinals got to increase their scoring output here at some point.
Yeah, just 20 points, and we have played over 20 minutes, so not even 1 point per minute. You play a 36-minute game in regulation. Munson in the air, finds Gebauer, shot, soft touch, no good, off the rim, out of bounds. So
good shot there, but again, Cardinals 0 for 4 this half.
Cards had scored 66 in a 83-66 loss at Stevens Point just a couple of nights ago, two nights ago.
Cardinals 0 for 4 this half. We got one turnover to their 0. They got one offensive rebound to our 0, and yet we're not down.
Yeah. Nobody scored in 3 minutes. So into the forecourt, Carafel.
That'll stop.
Nice, and there it is. Gretz is the straw that stirs the drink for Zach Turpin's team, and he gets two more. First two of the second half, they lead it by 15, their biggest lead. Ball pops out of there to Von Hayden. Gebauer on the right baseline. On top to Von Hayden. 14:40 left now. Cards shut out here in the second half. Gebauer on the screen. But credit River Falls defense. I mean, they're pitching the shutout, and there's the drive and up and in, and a soft touch by Munson.
Munson breaks the streak, and the Cardinals 1-for-6 shooting right now. Now let's see if they can turn it around. 13-point game still.
And Gretz down low, and the bounce pass, they work it back, and there's two more for Stelrep.
Just seems to be in the right spot down there every time.
So I think Owen has about 11 of the 22, right? So he's got half of the Cardinals' points, 50%, with the two he had a short time ago.
That is correct.
Yeah. So he needs some more. He needs some more help. I know. You know Grant. We're not seeing him driving. There's the 3-point attempt, and he got it right there.
You wanted Von Hayden's first points. You got it.
Yes. And we're going to get a break in the action as Von Hayden hits the three to make it a 12-point game at 37-25, 13:40 to go. All right.
Not sure what
and that
he's
Matthew
being
Tiffany,
called there to stop the play.
I'm not sure either. If he was supposed to have got in at some point, I'm not sure. But all right. And so Tiffany in off the bench, 6'3 senior. And with 13 and a half minutes left in regulation, the Cards down 12. And there's going to be a charging foul called on Gretz. And credit Jacoby Jenkins for taking that one.
Yeah, if we're going to get that call against us two times,
right.
great play.
So good job by Jacoby. That goes to River Falls turnover, and we'll get a break in the action. Back in half a minute, Cards down 12 on WDOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
where Scala Plumbing, Heating, and they offer a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wasgala Plumbing and Heating. All right, Cards down 12 with the basketball. Munson and Von Hayden, joined by Dylan Beck, Gay Bauer, and Jenkins for Jason Prue. Let's
see if the Cardinals can pull within 10 here.
WDOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 4 past 8 o'clock on this Thursday evening. Basketball tomorrow and Monday night, McDonald. Girls tomorrow night, boys Monday night, and then Shahai Boys Hockey hosting Rice Lake on Tuesday. All 6:40 pregame here on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. And a block and a foul as Dylan Beck driving. 12:50 left.
I think I might come join you, maybe not to do the game, but are you going to be doing the basketball game between McDonald and Regis?
That is
girls basketball game.
That'll be Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
I might come join them for that.
First free throw is no good for Dylan Beck, as Kale, a 61% free throw shooter, coming in, averaging 6.4 a game. Second one is in there. So Cards back within 11. 37-26. Cutting to Gretz on the right side, thinking better of it. Covered by Gaybauer, who's got a good height advantage of 3 inches. Right corner, wide open shooter, and swished through that time is number 10 for River Falls, Cullen Johnson, the 6'2 junior, and off the bench.
3-1 basket by.
So the Cards down 14. That's the biggest hole they've faced all. No, they were down 15. Never mind. Jenkins, they were down 35-20 here earlier in the half. Von Hayden and Jenkins out there with Munson on the far side. Driving Jenkins for two. I like it. Gotta like his offense.
He's got some flash out there.
Yeah, he does. Good to see him getting maybe some extra minutes here in the second half. A little earlier call for Jacoby. Meanwhile, a open three from long range, no good for the Wildcats, Carufel, and it comes down to the Cards, who are down by 12. A three-pointer gets them to single digits after the Jacoby Jenkins make earlier.
The Wildcats also running up a few fouls here already with five.
And we'll get some substitutions. Jenkins checks out, as does Dylan Beck and Gabe Bauer. Into the Cards go Von Hayden and Thornton and Paul and Kalinske with the three fouls, and Owen Munson for Chi-High.
Could be the one thing to help the Cardinals is the foul trouble for River Falls. I don't know if anybody's in particular trouble, but the Cardinals can shoot and stop the clock while they're catching up.
Munson for three. Rattles out, no good. Rebound down to the Wildcats, Radloff. They get a pretty deep bench, River Falls, and will whistle in a foul with 11:27 left here in regulation.
The Chippewa Falls foul at number three.
And it's going to go on Von Hayden.
Second
one on Grant tonight. Second one on the Cards as a team here in the second half, as Gretz getting ready to toss it in underneath the basket. And they'll run their inbounds play and get the 2 points to number 10, Cullen Johnson, the 6'2 junior. And back to a 14-point, 42-28 lead. So, again, the Cards trying to dial up the offense some, but then got to keep that defensive pressure on as well, as Munson on the outside works at Von Hayden, right baseline, puts it up and in. See, Grant's got it in him, and his offense is important. He's the second leading scorer on the Cardinals. And, again, coming in here with 9.1 a game. On the near side, ball out of bounds. River Falls will keep it.
Counts as an offensive rebound for them. I thought River Falls player made some contact over the back of Thornton, but no call.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Yeah, tomorrow night, McDonald girls at Cadott, 6:40 pregame. Monday night, McDonald boys at Altoona, 6:40 pregame. And Tuesday night, it's Rice Lake at Chi-High Hockey. 6:40 pregame for that as well. You can always check the WOGO Sports calendar at WOGO.com. And plenty of promotion on social media as well, Facebook. Cut to Gretz, but chose not to finish it off. And did he travel? He did. All right. So,
good call on your part. I did not see that. And Gretz apparently didn't either.
It looked like he was knocked off. And I think he's maybe talking about some contact there, trying to ask the ref about it, but doing it politely. 42-30, Cards within 12 after the developments here. And Kalinske on the outside gets it down low. Munson, good fake, puts it up and whistle and a foul. And Munson to the free throw line, where Owen comes in as a 68% free throw shooter. Has he been there tonight?
Been at the free throw line? I don't believe so. No, hasn't taken a shot at the free throw line.
I didn't remember sharing his free throw percentage, so I didn't think he had. 42-30. Cards trying to creep it back to 10 here if they can. First one, come up a little short. Foul goes on the third personal on Cullen Johnson, and he's done that in off the bench for River Falls. Second one is on the money. Cards back within 11 and 42-31. Gretz into the forecourt for the Wildcats. 10:25 left in regulation. Good reach and knocked away by Grant Von Hayden. Cards forced the turnover. Can get it to single digits here. Cutting, Munson, glass, and two. The Cards get it to 9.
Munson getting closer to his average. Coming alive in a timeout, River Falls.
And we'll take a break in the action as well. Back in 30, this is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi Boys Hoops.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, still plenty of time. The Cards back within 9. They got it to single digits. That's a good goal and a good play. It started defense and offense. It fed together there well.
Yeah, exactly. And turnovers for River Falls doing a lot of good things right now for the Chi-High. Nice little run here getting Munson and Von Hayden both involved in the game. Close it to 9, and again, that's you want to be hanging around there in the end against a team like River Falls just to have a chance to make one shot decide this game.
Absolutely. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 10:08 to go. Still a ton of time. Not even to the midway point of this second half. 42-33. Good to see the Cards fight against the number one team in the conference at 6-1, River Falls. Don't let them just put this in the win column yet. Playing the tough D. Kalinske with the three fouls, doing the best he can, but Stelrek gets two to boost it back to an 11-point game.
Yeah, nice post move by Stelrek. Kalinske doing what he can. Not really in foul trouble, but
deep left corner to Thornton. He and Brady Paul getting some playing time here along with Grant Von Hayden. So they're going a little small. Munson and Kalinske. Down low, Munson. Oh, and he gets kind of piggyback carrying the defender, Gretz, in the meantime. And they slap 5, say, hey, it's all good.
Munson got away with one there. It looked like as he was trying to get open, he just shoved the River Falls player out of the way.
Okay. With 9:41 left here in regulation, the Cards down 11, and Munson back to the line where he went 1-for-2 a short time ago.
Yeah, you got to look at these numbers now with this lineup out here because, again, you got three players with almost identical haircuts that we see from behind.
Yeah, you can't just rely on that, that's for sure, as we're waiting for Owen to get his chance at the line. It's in the act of shooting as Gretz got his third foul. Off the back, apparently 1-1. They didn't say the act of shooting. And Chi-High with the rebound. So off the miss. Munson on the outside to Von Hayden. Grant got his first points of the game, a three-pointer earlier here in the second half. They work it around. Munson, the long three, misses. It hit the net, trying to save it, Gebauer, and possession arrow call is going to go to River Falls.
Nonetheless, Gebauer switches the possession arrow with that half offensive rebound.
Yeah. There. So the Wildcats get it up 11 now. Cards go back on defense as Von Hayden talking to Dylan Beck. Setting things defensively. Gratz into the forecourt as Munson stepped up trying to maybe go for the steal. And then they come up with it in the corner. So the Cards forcing some turnovers now. Into the forecourt, Von Hayden gets it to Munson. Drop it off Brady Paul. He finds they work it around on the outside, Von Hayden. 9 minutes. We're at the midway point of this second half. Munson, a long three. Off the back iron, no. Gebauer's going to get called for over the back there. Stopping the clock with 8:55 left. So, boy, it would have been nice to have that one drop and make this an eight-point game, Dave.
Yeah, Munson in the second half. He's got a couple of the 2 points that have fallen, but 0-for-3 from the three-point line. A couple of good looks at it.
So River Falls turnovers have stepped up. I don't know. I have them at eight unofficially here. So there's the three from Gratz, and he'll front iron miss it, and the rebound down to Munson. So the Cards still an open opportunity here. Can get this to single digits. Munson on the outside. On top, Von Hayden. Grant will drive to the hoop. Put it up and in, and the Cards get it to nine.
Nice floater by Von Hayden.
At the other end, fighting. And again, the defense is stepping up, and the Cards come out of there with it in a bit of a scrum.
River Falls goes an entire half with only four turnovers, and now they had five so far in the second half.
Crazy, so right? They had three early, then they went a long time, got the one, and that was it for the whole half, and now they've got five.
You know what? Well, the Cardinals with one over the last, you know,
right,
7 or 8 minutes.
It speaks to me some, maybe, just in terms of the mental intensity. I mean, you know, you have a big lead over a team you beat convincingly earlier, and you can just kind of drift into, right? It's hard to maintain that.
Yeah, and you know their coach isn't. The coach is definitely leaving the starters out there and not taking any chances, but the players can definitely lull into.
So the Cards force the steal. Von Hayden, again, he the free throw line's not his friend, typically. He came in 44%, but he hit that one. But he is a fighter for sure, a great effort guy. And looking for another one here. Ooh, off the back iron, no, and the rebound comes down to River Falls and Stelrecht. Could have cut it to seven, but still, 44-36, like what the Cards have been doing here of late. As that last foul was on Carafell, his second, and the eighth team foul already at River Falls. So a lot of turnovers and a lot of fouls for the Wildcats in this second half. And a nice soft touch and put in there by Tanner Bottleson. And again, the 6'2 senior doing what his team needs from him.
It's a tough shot. He looked like he's injured right now. He's definitely holding on to that left leg.
46-36, River Falls by 10. Munson on the outside. Back to Von Hayden. 7:40 to go in regulation. Cards have been down by as many as 15 here in the half. They got it at 10 right now. Dylan Beck on the left wing. Bounce pass, down low to Munson. Dangerous. Dylan Beck somehow gets it out of there. Tries to cut through defenders, and the Cards lose it. That just was not going well, that possession. There's the three-pointer and burying it. And Bottleson, he hit the play in the lane, and then he hits that one. Talk about stepping up, Dave.
Yeah, big play to get him to seven. Had two before that little stretch there.
Yeah, boy, and again, their third leading scorer, but hey, you guys need me. And then he steps up, and Jason Crew wants a timeout. So an eight-point game becomes a 13 with 7:03 to go. We're back in half a minute. This is WOGO Sports Coverage, Chai Boys Hoops.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Chi High down 13 here on WOGO Sports. McDonald girls at Cadott tomorrow night. McDonald boys at Altoona Monday night, both 6:40 pregame. And then hockey, the Chahai boys hosting Rice Lake on Tuesday, also at 6:40 from the Chippewa Falls Ice Arena.
That time of year when we got a lot of action.
Yeah. Hey, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. Also, look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. All right, Owen Munson to get it in for the Cards, joined by Von Hayden, Dylan Beck, Gabe Bauer, and Jacoby Jenkins back out there for Coach Jason Prue. 7 minutes left. Cards down 13. Far side, Dylan Beck. River Falls top in the conference at 6-1. They beat Hudson by 15 when they played them, and Hudson's in second in the conference. Falling down, Munson on the drive, and now it's a turnover, and Gretz at the other end makes it a 15-point lead.
I just feel River Falls going on a run right now.
Well, River Falls, that matches their biggest lead of the game now.
Could easily wind up 26 all of a sudden without it even feeling like it.
All right, Cards looking to answer. Von Hayden on the outside, down by 5 3-pointers. Munson's pass stolen away, trying to gut through, but Bottolfson, who's really stepped up here of late, and the Cards with back-to-back turnovers these last couple possessions here. After they had shrunk it down to an 8-point game, but River Falls in a 7-0 run, and then there's the missed 3-pointer on the outside from Cullen Johnson. Cards out of the rebound. Von Hayden ahead to Munson on the near side. Working around on the outside to Gaybauer. 5:50 to go. Jacoby Jenkins has had some good flashes here in the second half. On the near side, Von Hayden finds a cutting. Gaybauer misses the shot but draws the foul, I think, on Bottolfson with 5:38 to go. That would be Bottolfson's third.
Munson's fun to watch down there, watching what he does away from the ball. A lot of football plays being played underneath in the paint.
Okay.
Refs aren't calling a whole lot. So.
And the first one up, and Gaybauer sinks that for the Cardinals. Conrad, a 67% free throw shooter coming in, averaging 5.8 points per game. Is Connor Kalinske coming in for Jacoby Jenkins?
That's actually Gaybauer's first points of the night.
Yeah. Second one is swish. Good touch for the big guy. All right, back within 13 at 51-38. Cards have just struggled with getting points. I mean, that's just a big, it's just right there, right? 20 in the first half. They have 18 in the second half with 5.5 minutes to go. And Gretz maneuvers around down low for a guy who's 6'2". He's not the biggest, but he gets it done down there. 53-38. Cards down 15 again, matching River Falls' biggest lead. Von Hayden driving, looses it out of bounds. Cards will keep it.
Yeah, a lot of times you get those guys like Gretz that definitely know how to handle their body and do low post moves. So if they're matched up against someone their height, they're going to be tough to guard.
Munson on top. Picks up his dribble to Dylan Beck. Approaching the five-minute mark now. Running out of time. Cards down 15. Munson way behind the three-point line. Near side to Von Hayden. Grant into the lane, driving, blocked from behind. Out of there with it, Gretz. Here comes River Falls. Down the floor, kicking it out. Three-point attempt, wide open and drilled in by Tanner Bottolfson, who's really heated up of late. He's got 8 points in a recent stretch here, and that's River Falls' biggest lead of the game at 18.
Well, we got four River Falls players in double digits tonight.
And they averaged three, but of course, yeah, we had Dumond, right, just in the, he got double digits in the first half. 4:20 left in regulation, and there's a bounce pass. Munson, good effort to save that. Kalinske driving. Looks for a cutting teammate, Dylan Beck. Back to Gaybauer, right corner to Dylan Beck. And
we got a foul called.
River Falls call number four, Austin Scott.
All right, so it is going to go on Stelrecht.
Double bonus as Gebauer goes to the line.
4:03 to play, down 56-38.
Made both of his last free throw attempts. Let's see what he does this time.
Next up for the Cards on next week, they'll be taking on Hudson. Right here at, and that'll be on Tuesday. Tuesday night against Hudson.
Gebauer makes his first attempt. Cardinals still down 17.
And Conrad, we mentioned the 67% free throw shooter. Hits them both. Well, he's been very well there.
All four of his points tonight on free throws.
Good job, big guy. 4 minutes to go. Cards down 16. Near steal by Kalinske. Stelrecht, left baseline, and the soft touch is good, and that's Carafel, the 6'1 junior. So they got the big three, and they got others who can contribute as well, and back to an 18-point lead, matching their biggest lead of the night.
Carafel off the bench. That's his first 2 points for River Falls.
3:40 to go.
River Falls ball number two, Brody Gritz, his fourth.
Gonna have to line them up again.
And Munson's at the scoring table for the Cards.
And that's actually Gretz's fourth foul.
So they've actually kept him under his average tonight, right?
Two, four, six,
I think so. I mean, he's
16. Right
16
now.
Averages over 21. So Dylan back to the free throw line, hits the first free throw for the Cards. Kale averaging 61% from the free throw line, averaging 6.4 a game. As Kalinske and Drew Thornton check out. Kind of an offense-defense substitution with Drew, the 5'7 junior. And Kalinske also concerned about him with the fouls as Dylan Beck misses the second free throw. So 17-point game, 58-41. And River Falls turning it over with 3:34 to go.
Looks like River Falls has a lot of backups in right now. They still got a couple of starters in.
17-point lead for the Wildcats. Inside of 3.5 to go. Von Hayden into the forecourt. Near side, Dylan Beck. On top to Von Hayden. Grant, one dribble, right corner. Drew Thornton going to miss that three-pointer. She's a little strong for Drew from the right corner. And then the rebound off of Dylan Beck and out of bounds with 3:17 to go.
Still waiting for you to be able to holler, corner three.
Yeah, love it, love it. Hey, leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and Mary Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. It's a family affair over there.
Yeah, you're going to have to add JD Check. He's working for us full-time, too.
All right. Bounce pass, and here comes River Falls breaking the press into the forecourt. And a whistle and a foul. Yeah, Cal Dubon, again, the 6'4 senior. He had a big first half. 67% from the line, but that's only the fourth team foul as Munson. That's just the first of the night on Owen, so he's played clean.
Yeah, he has, considering that he's had the first half guarding Gretz.
You were seeing some aggressiveness from him, especially on the offensive end.
Right.
And there's nice drive, and again, a great job by Bottleson. He's had 10 just in the last few minutes, and now he's down.
You know, he's been grabbing that knee for almost every shot, it seems.
I wonder if it was a Charlie horse or something cramping on him because they're lifting it now.
But boy, what a explosion he's had in the last 5 minutes.
And getting some attention as well over here on the right side. And a 60-41 game as River Falls with that basket going up to their biggest lead of the game at 19. A game that had three ties early at 2, 7, and 11. And just the one lead change. Chihai led early, 2-0, 4-2. But once River Falls got the lead at 5-4, they may have been tied at 7-11, but never trailed the rest of the way.
The score very similar to what we had last game.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Wasn't that last game roughly 61-38, something like that?
That Chihai and River Falls? It was 80-56, that one.
Oh, 80-56, yeah. Okay. Little ways to go to get to there yet. A lot less scoring.
But I think they got the 18-0 lead early. Yeah, so it's not going to be as high a scoring as that earlier game. And we got a fresh face in here for Chihai, Brett Stokosa, the 5'10 junior. number 11 out there on the far side. Thornton in the Cards will keep it. 2:49 to go, down by 19. River Falls' biggest lead of the night. Again, more basketball coming your way tomorrow and Monday. It is McDonald action. Girls at Cadott tomorrow, 6:40 the pregame. And then Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney also bringing McDonald boys at Altoona Monday night, 6:40 pregame as well here on WOGO Sports. Thornton coming around, left-handed pass on top on Hayden. Drew's in there to shoot that three. He'll drive, put it up right side, missing the shot. And out of there with it is the Wildcats. They come down the floor, getting it to Gretz, lays it up, misses the shot. Jenkins with the rebound for the Cardinals. Out of there with it.
That's five on him. A little surprised he's still in there right now.
Yeah, and so Gretz fouls out. Yeah, I think you're right, up 19.
Well, now they don't have to worry about that decision anymore.
Yeah. He has fouled out of the game. The 6'2 senior leads them in scoring at 21.4 a game and sends Jenkins to the line where he came into the game 100% from the line, but had a couple of misses already, I think, tonight.
Maybe they didn't like having him only at 16 points tonight.
2:23 to go. First one for Jacoby is off the back iron, no good. As we mentioned, that Cardinals schedule after this one tonight, River Falls, I think I was looking at, for Chi High, it's Hudson then on Tuesday night, so right here at Chippewa. And the next one is good for Jacoby, back to an 18-point game at 60-42, inside of 2:20 to play now, and some fresh faces like number 30, Jackson McGee, a 6'4 senior in there. Big opportunity for him to get a couple of minutes. Oh, and a nice pass from him, and the dunk by Stelrak, the exclamation point, and the River Falls broadcast crew clapping here on top. So there's the three-pointer from Thornton off the front iron. No. That impressive three-point shooting percentage may drop a bit for Drew after tonight.
Perhaps
and River
another
Falls
dunk
to the other end, and there's an open two for Cal Dumont, the 6'4 senior, as they add to it now, 64-42. Final 90 seconds of this one. Munson, three-pointer, got it for Chippewa. That may be our last highlight. Minute 20 to go. The post-class post-game show to follow, and a travel called on River Falls, a late turnover with 1:16 to play. Well, they're going to go to 7-1. The Wildcats at 11-4 overall. Chi High with this defeat will fall to 3-13, 2-7 in the conference. But I have to say, somebody even on the River Falls broadcast side had said to me before the game, they said they felt like the conference is maybe the conference is down a bit this year in the BRC. So.
Yeah, well, I think the conference is definitely down, and you look at some of the cross games between, you know, just the teams over by Stevens Point, DC Everest.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even count the right. Kimberly. And
missed three-pointer by Munson. Jenkins, nice rebound. Far side, and there it is. Stokosa missing it as well. Thornton couldn't get it. Loose ball on the floor, recovered by the Wildcats. Chase Radloff, whistle and a foul with 59.2 to go. One of the things I'd love to see for the Cards is to get Kobe Twyman back out there, a guy who played so much as a freshman, was averaging still, even when he got injured, I believe around 9 a game. Kobe was averaging, it had dropped to 6.7 a game. And working to try to get his way back. It's the end of January, so hoping for his return in the not-too-distant future here in the latter part of the season.
Yeah, he's a key component for the Cardinals to get him back, and he's only a sophomore, too.
Right, right. But we saw last year he could do it inside or out. He can hit the three. He can penetrate. He's got a lot of great quickness, and it's a long season, 24 games now, 64-45. River Falls by 19, and handling the ball, Devin Fox, a 5'11 junior, and River Falls turns it over. Final 43 seconds here. Let me tell you that when you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call Jason Heason. He's located at 715-720-4000. Missed shot by the Cards, and the rebound coming away to River Falls and Matthew
Falls
Tiffany.
Coach, actually.
Yeah. They throw it into the River Falls section. Final 30 seconds. Can get a little ragged this time.
Yeah, I would think that the Cardinals wouldn't foul after this. 30 seconds left, down 19.
Stokosa, Brett, just a junior at 5'10". Three-pointer for Thornton, and he'll hit that one right there. So Drew Thornton gets that, I think his first three of the night.
First three of the night.
Yep. And we're going to get a travel called on the ball handler for Devin Fox. Turns it over for River Falls. Game largely all but decided here, all but the final score. Chihai will go away with the JV victory, 60-55, but a defeat here in the varsity contest. Final 13 seconds. Brady Paul to Stokosa. Far side. Thornton's going to shoot another three and come up short. Hit the rim. Gets his own rebound to Jenkins. Final 5 seconds. Jacoby driving, kicking. Thornton three-pointer. Off the front iron, no, and that'll do it. 64-48, River Falls wins it. Congratulations to them. We're back with the post-class post-game show in 2.5 minutes. This is WOGO Sports, covered in Chihai Boys Hoops.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
The outside, Dillenbeck, 4 seconds.
Not a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the car scored before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countered. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh,
shoots.
Oh, backhand. We score.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
Time now for the Post-Glass post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Well, Chihai early on had the lead. In contrast to falling behind 18-0 at River Falls December 12th, the Cards grabbed an early 2-0 and 4-2 lead. But once River Falls got the lead at 5-4, they never trailed again. They were tied with Chihai at 7-11. Once they led 18-11, that was their biggest lead. Cards cut it back to 2. Then they got ahead 23-16. Cards cut it a little bit, but River Falls led 33-20 at the half. In the second half, they continued to balloon that out to 15. Cards got it down to 8, but that's as close as they could get at 44-36. River Falls then bringing it back up to 51-36. They go on to a 64-48 victory. Dave Check, how about it? Before you get to the numbers, first of all, give me just kind of an overall take on the game.
Well, I mean, it like we said, like right at the first half, it was just kind of workmanlike for River Falls. Again, nothing flashy, but, you know, they would go on a scoring run of 7 or 8, and Cardinals would come back with maybe a scoring run of 4 or 5. Nice back-and-forth game, but in the long run, you know, they just kept chipping away. You know, they had some talent. We didn't do a whole lot of bad things. The turnovers didn't wind up being that bad, 13-10. We actually had more offensive rebounds to them, 9-8. So as far as the keys to the game, we only gave up 2 or 3 more shots. Yeah. That wasn't the answer. But the shooting was, you know, and River Falls, is. I didn't keep track of their shooting percentage, but they were an excellent shooting team tonight, and we weren't.
When they went through a lull in the second half, Cards were able to get it to 8, but it was a big mountain to climb. Now, before I get to the numbers, that's a segment of the postgame, because it's the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors, Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since way back in 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. How about it?
So the tail of the tape, you look at the Cardinals in the second half, they wound up shooting 3 for 14. They shot from the three-point line 5 for 10 from 2s and 9 for 14. So they wind up for the game 6 for 23 from the three-point line, 8 for 25 from inside the threes, and 14 for 21 for free throws. So, again, not a very good shooting night for the Cardinals, and that's kind of a big difference there, because I think if you looked at River Falls' percentage, it probably was that was the exact difference in the game. Munson, I believe, led all scorers all scorers for Chi High on the night. He was 6 for 15 shooting, had 17 points and 2 rebounds. Von Hayden was 3 for 6, had 8 points and a rebound. Kalinske wound up with 12 points and 7 rebounds. Dylan Back had 4, Gabe Bauer had 4, and a couple other players chipped in, I think, with 3. I didn't get a chance to get all the individual scoring, but I think I got all the players that were above 3.
Hmm. There you go. Thanks so much, Dave. It's the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap. Again, you can call Holly at 715-57-HOME. 577-HOME, that's 577-HOME, or visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We've got one last break to take, and we'll come back with our highlights, our WOGO Sports Calendar. It's all just ahead here, the 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. Dave, I think you're going to make an exit, so a final word here tonight?
Well, you know, the Cardinals, again, have some flash, have some fun players to watch, do some nice things, but River Falls was also a really good team and fun to watch. That last dunk, really impressive. And, yeah. You know, again, they just play very well as a team, pass the ball well, they're not selfish. Chi High's got to work on that. They got to work on having confidence on their teammates that they're going to get the shot if they keep working it around. And they got to be able to hang on to the ball and not turn it over to get to that point, too. So they got some work ahead of them to be at that top tier like River Falls is. And that's what you saw tonight. You saw a team that's at the top of the Big Rivers Conference, and they performed tonight.
Very good. Dave, thanks so much.
All right. We'll see you again.
See you soon. All right. Dave Check here. We'll take another break. Come back with our final word, final segment of the Post Glass Post Game Show coming up 90 seconds away.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration. And whole house air purification. So you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
On the outside, Dillenbeck, 4 seconds.
Got a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countered. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh. Shoots! Oh, backhand! We score! There we go!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
All right, the final part of the Postglass postgame show. Postglass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Chi-High losing this one 64-48. And let's get to some of the highlights. Today's FiberFast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24-7 West Wisconsin. Telcom, your complete technology partner. And it occurs to me that maybe I have not sufficiently set myself up for these highlights going all the way back to the first half. So in the midst of that, let me tell you that not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout western Wisconsin, 24-7 and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000. That's 231-2000. All right, some highlights from the first and second half. We go back to the early part of the game when Chahai got out to an early lead. And by Gretz, the car's out of there with it. So a chance to get the early lead in this one here on WOGO. Driving right baseline. Oh, no foul called. Followed up and in. And there's the first basket for the Cars. And then coming from Kalinske. Cards scoring early in this contest and grabbing that early lead, as we mentioned, after falling behind 18. There's to step up as well. Jenkins coming around. Three seniors on this year's squad for the Cards after the one last year. And there's the three-pointer, Ryan Munson.
Yeah, that's a tough shot. He was leaning, had a guy in his face. Great shot. That's his second three of the night. Time, control the pace.
Cardinals with it. Munson driving, cutting through traffic. Contact, misses the shot. Out of there with the rebound for Cowards is Gebauer. On the outside, Von Hayden. Back to Munson. Approaching the eight-minute mark in this first half. Munson for three. Got it for the Cards. So those are your first half highlights from tonight. But we had, again, the Cards putting up a good fight in the second half. As they were down 13 at halftime. And ultimately losing the game by 16. And second half highlights continuing on here on WOGR. 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. FiberFast plays of the game here on WOGO Sports.
Around 13-point game still.
And Gretz down low. And the bounce pass, they work it back. And there's two more for Stelrett. That would not be one of the highlights. Okay, a little bit of a mistake there. All right, let's try to get that squared away. Jenkins, they were down 35-20 here earlier in the half. Von Hayden and Jenkins out there with Munson on the far side. Driving Jenkins for two. I like it. And back to a 14-point 42-28 lead. So, again, the Cards trying to dial up the offense some, but then got to keep that defensive pressure on as well. As Munson on the outside works at Von Hayden right baseline, puts it up and in. Can get it to single digits here. Cutting, Munson, glass, and two. The Cards get it to nine. Opportunity here. Can get this to single digits. Munson on the outside. On top, Von Hayden. Grant will drive to the hoop. Put it up and in, and the Cards get it to nine. Grant Von Hayden, who River Falls was able to shut out in the first half, stepping up there for some of the Cardinal offense in the second half. 90 seconds of this one. Munson, three-pointer, got it for Chippewa. The not-too-distant future here in the latter part of the season.
Yeah, he's a key component for the Cardinals to get him back, and he's only a sophomore, too.
Right, right. Number 33, John Olson. But we saw last And Drew Thornton also hitting a three-pointer there in the late going, wrapping it up for the Cards. And the post-class post-game show in our 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, fiber-fast plays of the game. We close things out with the WOGO sports calendar. And this is what's coming up, a busy week. I tell you what, tomorrow, McDonald Girls Basketball Cadet, 6:40 tomorrow night with Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney here on WOGO. Then 6:40 on Monday night, it's the McDonald Boys at Altoona. Then on Tuesday night, it's hockey as the Chippewa Falls boys play host to Rice Lake. And then finally on Thursday night, coming your way, a game that Dave was talking about as McDonald hosting Regis Girls, able to beat them there in the Regis showroom earlier this season, but now can they do it at home? Huge game there coming up 6:40 on Thursday night here on WOGO Sports. And then Friday night, a big doubleheader as we've got Chi-High and Rice Lake boys and then the girls. So the boys, it'll be a 5:25 pregame and get things started. Dave Check joining our Caleb Swenson and Caleb's brother Will, a part of that Rice Lake team, a senior standout there. And then game two, the girls to follow on Friday night. That'll be a 7:10 pregame here on WOGO Sports. And Jason Nichols joining our Caleb Swenson for that one. So thanks so much for joining us. Again, the post-class post-game show in the books. And Chi-High comes up on the short end, losing at 64-48. But the JV coming out with a win earlier, 60-55 in that initial contest. Thanks so much to all those who made this broadcast possible for us tonight, including our video producer, Sam Aberle, and also our radio producer tonight, Zach Wycheck, and Connolly Engelmeyer training in. For color analyst Dave Check, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. This has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weirs Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.